If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God said, teach my people how to believe me. I said, God, I can't do that. He said, yes, you can teach them how to believe. He said, you can't teach them faith. You can teach on faith, but you got to teach them how to believe. I said, how do I teach to believe? He said, because I'm going to take you through stuff. So when you come out and tell them, it'll have an anointing. No more theory. See, a lot of you have been living by theory. And God is saying theory days are over. I need to show the devil I got folk that are going to stand by me even when things don't look good. When you believe me for a certain thing and the thing don't happen, you still say it's all right. I'm going to give God praise anyway because I'm seated in heavenly places. I know the situation doesn't look good, but I believe what God says. And all I got to do is find me somebody who has been through what I went through, join hands with them, and create a symphony. Three separate occasions in the book of Exodus, chapter 3. In chapter 3, he tells them who's going to be in their land. He identifies the ites there in chapter 3. Then he goes to work to deliver the children of Israel. And then when we get over here into chapter 23 of Exodus, he says, my angel shall go before you. See, you messing up. You're not believing me for little stuff. From 3 to 23 is all about the revelation of God's power. From chapter 3 to chapter 23 in Exodus is God revealing El Shaddai. That's all he's doing. Now let me help you. God only reveals his power when you're about to hit a trial. So that by the time you get there, you already know that he can handle it. See, I wish I could had some people that understood. Like my brother Pastor Lupton said, I can't get no help. You see, you got to understand God's psychology. You see, when God is nurturing, strengthening, and doing stuff for you, it's because he's about to show you off. A professional baseball team does not sink $23 million into a rookie without expecting him to hit some home runs. God is saying, I didn't do all those miracles for you, watch over you, keep you from dying when you were in sin, kept the devil off of your back so that you could come to me, so that you could show the world that he is God. He said, I didn't do all that just to keep you sitting in church so you could do some quiet praising. Oh no, I did that so I can let the host of hell come again. Against you, and you can show the devil, though he slay me. God said you can have one or two kinds of faith. You can have a faith that abides or a faith that works. A faith that abides is a faith that's there. A faith that works is a faith that welcomes the challenge. How many of you welcome the challenge? You say to the devil, come on, I know I might have to fall a little bit, but I'm going to fall forward and I'm going to get up. And devil, when I get up, you're going to have something on your hands. If you think this was praise, if you think this was worship, if you think this was consecration, when I come out of this trap, it's going to take 5 ushers to hold me down. It's going to take 20 of them. Billie Jean is not my love. Watch this. He says, my angel will go before you. So again, he's sending them into the land. Now, go to 23. I need to show you this because this is going to help some of you who are wondering why God has not brought me out and it's affecting your belief system. You had faith going in because you expected a Western response of immediate deliverance. And when things don't go your way, you get frustrated, bitter and mean and harsh. And then you start hating the church and the people. And you find fault in everybody because God has not delivered you. When I was a boy, we lived on Susquehanna Avenue. It was a 3-story house. Each level of stairs had 14 stairs. We had a set of back steps that were twisted. You could go down the back steps. They had 14 stairs, and the front steps had 14 stairs straight down. I remember with great fondness and much curiosity, I remember the day I fell down the front staircase. I hit every step going down, all 14. I tumbled before tumbling was cool, and I hit the bottom. Pow! Mama was in the dining room. Wasn't that far away from me. She never came out. What a shocker. There was no DHS in those days for me to report her. But I got up and I went outside rubbing my head. And I went around the Van Pelt Street. I'll never forget that day. I went around Van Pelt Street. And there was a girl on Van Pelt Street. She was the hula hoop champion. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa was hula hooping on Van Pelt Street. When I walked around, and I didn't know how to hula hoop, but I had a sore head. I had a hickey on my head. I hadn't even told my mother. I just walked out the house. I didn't cry or anything. I walked out, and I walked up to Lisa, and I said, show me how to hula hoop. She took the hula hoop and put it around me, and I was a little flicked at first. No matter what they tell you, all blacks don't have rhythm. I couldn't quite get it together, but when I got it together, I could only hula hoop in a stationary position. But then Lisa took me by the hand. She said, come on, Eric, walk. She said, because when you can walk in hula hoop, you doing something. I started walking up Van Pelt Street, then we're going down to Papa John's. I was taking a slow step, but I was doing it. And each way she was saying, you got it, until I could walk in hula hoop, baby. I was hula hooping in when I walked. I didn't let the fall affect my new experience. Later on, I said to my mama, I said, do you remember that time when I fell? I said, she said, yeah, I remember. I said, you were in the dining room and you didn't even come out when I fell. She said, no, I didn't. I said, why not? She said, because you didn't scream. She said, I figured if you said nothing, you were all right. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. Do you know that God doesn't respond to every situation? He waits to hear your response. You're going through. God says, hold it. Let me hear what they're about to say. When you go, oh, God, why am I going through? He says, angel, go down and minister to them. Angel, go down and help them. Angel, listen to me, go down and carry them through. But when you say, thank you, Jesus, glory to God, God says, I'm going down because they're making a seat for me. Praise, I inhabit praise, but I send angels for complaints. Every time you complain, God sends an angel. But when you give him praise, praise is telling God, I believe. Watch this in Exodus 23 and verse 27. He says, this is what he's telling the children of Israel. Listen, I'm getting happy. Glory, I need to run up and down the aisles. Watch this. He said, ooh, glory. He said, I will send my fear before you. Listen. You're going to go into that land, and I'm going to send my fear before you. And I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. When did he say this? Exodus 23, 27. Do you hear what I'm saying? You see it up there on the screen? Now, I'm not lying. There it is. Who? He says, listen, he said, your enemies are going to turn their backs to you. Then listen to what he said. Ooh, my God. Listen to what he said. Go to the next verse. 28. Listen to what he said. I ain't going to deal with them. I'm going to send hornets before you. And they shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite. All three of the ites. And I ain't even leaving my throne. I'm using hornets. I had a hornet's nest behind a basketball port at my home. And I go out there and throw the ball up against the backboard, and the hornets all come out. I didn't plead the blood. I ran the distance. Look, when hornets get mad, they're like saints that don't get recognition. I can deal with bees, but with hornets, hornets operate out of pure anger. They just nasty little insects. Bees, you just swat. The hornets, they dodge. You swing at a hornet here, whoa. So like a butterfly dance, the hornets are nasty. And notice what God said. I'm going to send hornets before you, plural. And they're going to drive out your enemies. Do you know that most of your deliverance will come from natural ways? You looking for spiritual stuff. God said, you ain't got to be fighting. I got some folk over there that'll fight. Lord, have mercy. I had to go to work one time years ago in my old job. My old job was up in Lansdale. And I lived at that time in Logan. And the snow, there was a snowstorm the night before. And it was horrible. And I couldn't even move. And I prayed. I said, Father, I need to get to work on time. I had to be at work at 7 in the morning. And I said, Father, I need to be at work. I said, you got to help me. I can't afford to be late. I said, I ain't like, some Christians. I didn't want to be late. I said, God, I'm living for you. The Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, get to Broad Street. So I turned right on Wyoming and got to Broad Street. He said, now wait here. At the light, he kept the light red, and a snowplow came. He said, now get behind the snowplow. I got behind the snowplow, took me all the way up. He said, now turn left on Stanton. I said, wouldn't it be better to go all the way up Sheltonham and turn to get on 309? God never tells me nothing twice. So I got in the left lane to turn on to Stanton. When I turned on to Stanton, there was another snowplow. God says, stay on Stanton. I said, God, it's going to take me forever to go all the way up there. Stanton turns into Bethlehem Pike. Bethlehem Pike will get me down to 63. He said, just stay on Stanton. I stayed on Stanton. The snowplow went all the way up to the end of the city. When we got to the end, another one from the other county got in front of me and took me all the way up to Ambler. When I got to Ambler, another one got in front of me and took me all the way up to Montgomery Township. God could have melted the snow. And most of us Christians would pray, God, melt the snow, melt the snow. God said, no, I ain't melting the snow. I'm sending you snowplows. I had an escort before I was a bishop. God said, don't get used to this now. Next time, get those Firestone tires. And so the point I make is don't look for God to supernaturally deliver you out of everything. Sometimes he uses people.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltonham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote, investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.